Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
There's a lot of kids in our schools that come from complex family situations, and often they have to hustle for food at night. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking to Dale Darkus with Serving Our Kids, Dr. Carrie Buck from the Pinecrest Schools Foundation. How are you today?
Oh, we're just wonderful. We appreciate you having us here and being able to talk about our foundation and our mission.
So explain the situation, Dale. A lot of our students, they get lunch at school through a lot of the federal lunch programs, but after school, there's a lot of food insecurity.
They say in America, there's one in every 10 families is food insecure. Children of single mothers, it's 3 in 10, and children under the poverty level, it's 4 in 10 for food insecurity. So we're able to provide weekend food bags to the kids. So they do get the 10 meals in school, breakfast and lunch every day, but they're on the program where they get free or reduced lunch meals. So they're eligible for a weekend food bag program. So we go through the counselors and find out children in need, how many bags they get from other agencies, and just fill in the gap and make sure that every child in the valley that needs a food bag gets a food bag.
So you lead an organization called Serving Our Kids, and you want to make sure that no one's going hungry in our valley.
That's correct. My goal is to make sure that every kid in this valley that needs a food bag and wants a food bag is able to get one. There are roughly 4,100 kids in the valley that the government deems as income eligible. Okay. Under their definition for food insecurity. Those are the kids that are taken care of by Three Square in the valley. Three Square serves every school, but not every child in the valley is fed. We take care of the other 28% that aren't able to get food for the weekend. So we fill the gap of what's needed to be able to get food to the kids in the valley.
So Carrie, what do you see at Pinecrest when your students are coming in? I know you're a charter school, so explain how that works.
Yes, so we are a charter school, and we were so fortunate to have at two of our at-risk campuses, Horizon and Pinecrest Cadence, we have Serving Our Kids come and help students that need those backpacks and don't have food over the weekend and get them through the weekend to Monday to when they get their free reduced lunch again. We're just so grateful to partner with you in this and feeding God's children.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are both right around the corner. They'll be here before we know it. And we're talking with Dale Darkus from Serving Our Kids Foundation in Las Vegas. And Dale, coming up on Saturday the 23rd, you're collecting food in the parking lot over by Sam's Club in Centennial Hills. And you're doing this for students who are food insecure. You know, a lot of times these students, they get food at school, but then they go home. And over the weekends especially, there is nothing. They don't know where their next meal's coming from. And with the holidays coming up, this is a real challenge for a lot of different nonprofits and food banks.
Yeah, that's true. And we found over the years since we've been doing this, this is a very giving community if you only ask people to give. And we consider ourselves equal opportunity askers because we'll go out to a Sam's Club to do a food drive and we'll ask everybody that comes through the door. We hand them one of our flyers and ask them if they can pick up an item or two to donate back to us to be able to serve the kids and feed the kids in the valley. So that's how we get the majority of our donations. And as years have gone on, we've become a lot more creative in what we do. We like to think of ourselves as the food drive gurus. Because my philosophy since the beginning with Serving Our Kids has been kids helping kids. If we can teach kids of affluent families that their peers are in need, my feeling is we can change this world one child at a time. We've missed out on a few generations now of giving back and volunteering. And volunteering today doesn't seem as strong as what it was back in my day, or people just don't understand it maybe as much. But if we can just get kids to realize that there's a need, we've impacted 16 influential schools now, and now with Pinecrest coming on board with us, that have done food drives for us. Back in 2013, we had 4 schools in the Anthem area. Frank Lamping Elementary School has been involved with Serving Our Kids since the inception of our organization. And back in 2013, the president of the PTA came to us and said, what if we were to do a food drive challenge with 3 of our neighboring schools? So we took those kids on Channel 13 on a Saturday morning to kick off a week-long food drive. And they've been able to, in 8 years now, this is the 8th year of their drive, in 7 years, they've been able to create over $85,000 in food donations.
Wow.
For Serving Our Kids. In 2016, Dana Nakamoto was the president of the PTO at the St. Rose campus of Pinecrest Academy. She had been the winning president when she was the PTA president at Glenn Taylor. So she said, Dale, I've got another 4-school challenge for you. Why don't we have the Pinecrest Academies get involved and do a drive for you as well. And that first year, all 4 academies were involved in it. And the Pinecrest, St. Rose, and Inspirata which are obviously more affluent areas than the Horizon and Cadence campus, just blew it out of the park. And that first year we did that food drive with Pinecrest Academy, we were able to raise over $13,000 in food.
Wow.
Just from their four campuses. So kids understand the need of their peers once they're taught and educated for us. Linda Givings Elementary, which is up in the Summerlin area, in 2011, they came down to our facility in Henderson. And they said to me, Dale, we felt like we were going to Arizona. And when I went up to meet with them at one of their meetings, I said to them, well, I felt I was coming to Reno because this valley is really huge once you start to travel it.
Yeah.
So what I suggested to them was that they did a food drive for us the following year. In 2012, Linda Givens did their first food drive for serving our kids. And we got Channel 3 to come to cover the event. And that night, Linda Givens Elementary School was the lead story on the 11 o'clock news for kids giving back to kids in the community. That made me feel really great because the 11 o'clock news lead story isn't always about kids helping kids. It's always usually about something else.
We're talking about kids helping kids today at SWS Radio. We're talking with Dale Darkus with Serving Our Kids, Dr. Kerry Buck from Pinecrest Schools Foundation. And when we talk about food insecurity and we talk about kids that sort of have to hustle sometimes to find their meals over the weekend, Kerry, what do you hope that your students get out of being a part of this food drive this November?
Well, there's such a great synergy around being able to bring various food items and give them to an organization that's going to get them back to the students that need them the most. And so we just love being a part of it. Our St. Rose campus, Inspirata campus, and Sloan Canyon campus will be participating. And then we were able to talk to Durrell Academy, Red Rock, and their ninth grade students and National Honor Society students will be in charge of running their entire school's food drive. So that's very exciting because that's a whole K-12 campus that'll be able to help and support your mission at Serving Our Kids.
Yeah, what's cool about it is that our students get excited about this. And it's not just about giving a hand up, but teaching these kids to, well, it's not just about giving these kids, it's not just about giving a hand out, but it's actually about teaching our students that they can give other students a hand up.
Yes. Our students, too, are so grateful when they get those food bags. And so I can only imagine all the different lives that you impact each and every weekend with that. Also, when volunteering to stuff the bags is also definitely an opportunity for our community members to take part and help you in your mission.
The best kept secret of this community is its heart for generosity. I'm Scott Harold on SWS Radio. And when we share a need with our listeners, they always step up. And this is a time where we want to invite you to plug in. We're talking with Dr. Kerry Buck from the Pinecrest Schools Foundation. We're talking with Dale Darkus. He's president of Serving Our Kids Foundation. And coming up on the 23rd, you're collecting food outside the parking lot of Sam's Club in Centennial Hills. And there's a lot of students in our community this Thanksgiving that are food insecure. That means over the weekends, they don't have the food that they get during school. And they don't know where that next meal is coming from. Mom and dad are working for whatever reason they're not there. Sometimes the kids get lost in the shuffle.
We've now gotten over 200 community organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, civic groups, churches, and businesses involved in our program. In 2007, I pretty much died. I'm sitting there laying in my bed spinning, and I see this bright light. And I hear this voice, you need to live for your daughter and not die from secondary smoke. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty impactful. Wow. 30 days later, I walked into the doors of Community Church in Henderson. There was a sign outside in front of their door, and I had no idea what the sermon was that day, what the words on the sign really meant at that time. Because I just heard God's word saying, come back home, we need you. I found a purpose of what God really created me to be able to do, and that was to feed his children. And the pastor's sermon that day was how to repair a damaged relationship. And I thought he was talking about me personally because I was having problems in my marriage at the time, and I'm like, wow, I've never met this guy in my life. I opened the doors to a church. I walk inside, and I hear a message like this. And then on the sign outside their church, it says, building a community to serve a community. The path that God sent me on this mission has been one that's truly been spiritual and inspirational. By seeing those words, in March of the following year, one of the ladies in church asked me about what I thought about starting a junior youth group in our church for kids age 6 to 11. Well, my daughter was 8 years old at the time, and I thought that this was a great thing because we could teach our kids maybe something else that was going on in life. So she reached out and did some research and found an organization at that time called Caring for Kids, who had started out of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. A refugee came here to town and realized that we're roughly 4,000 homeless children in the Vegas Valley. So he got a hold of Shelly Hernandez, who was a counselor at the time, and we started with one school and 20 bags. But my daughter came home from Girl Scouts one night. She said, "Dad, you know there's kids going back to school and they don't have back to school supplies." And I said to her, "That's pretty sad, isn't it?" So she went in her room and took money out of her bank, took me over to Kmart to buy some back to school supplies for the drive they were doing. So I felt that if this is the heart of my daughter, I needed to be an example and a role model to her and show her a part of life that maybe she's never seen.
It's faith like a child. That's where it all starts, right? I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking with Dale Darkus. He's the president of Serving Our Kids Foundation. And Dale, you were just describing a couple of minutes ago how your daughter learned about kids going back to school and they didn't have school supplies. They didn't have adequate food over the weekends or at night. Sometimes they got the school lunches on the free and reduced plan, but when they went home, mom and dad weren't there. So your daughter actually took money out of her own piggy bank to buy school supplies for kids. And that inspired you to want to do something and be an example and a role model. And you started Serving Our Kids Foundation. It's never easy. It's started by a complete volunteer team. And you're trying to do something to really help share God's love and hope with kids.
June 12th of 2012, at 9:30 in the morning, I got a phone call from my sister that my dad had passed away in the middle of the night. And at 10:30, I got a phone call from Scott that Caring for Kids would be no longer as we knew it because of health issues that he was having. So I went back home to lay my dad to rest, and all I heard God keep saying to me was, "We can't stop now. These kids need what we do." So we started in July 10th of 2012. We formed Serving Our Kids Foundation. The members at our church got together and did a $432 bake sale, which we used for funds to start out the program. At that time, we were serving 9 schools, and I said, "I can't go back. We have to start where we ended at and move forward from there." So we took the money, we bought the food. My daughter's Girl Scout troop did the first food drive that we ever did, and we were on our way. We were doing, at that time, 9 schools and a little over 400 bags a week. And today, to be able to serve 70 schools and 3,500 kids every week is just amazing what God has done to my life and how he's changed and transformed me into the person that I am. Because I was doing a project with Calvary Christian School children. They were being student teachers at our schools. One of the parents that day got a hold of Pastor Michael and said, "I found this really neat little charity that I think we should support." So Easter weekend of 2011, they did a food drive for us at their church. Raised food, filled 3 17-foot U-Hauls from floor to ceiling, front to back, and brought it over to our facility. In April of 2011, we were able to start delivering food bags each and every single week because now we had the inventory to be able to do it. In August, they came to me and said, "We want to do more." We drew a circle, 3-mile radius of their church, said, "Here's the schools in your area that you can support and help us out." So now we have a campus on Shadow Hills Baptist Church campus that they're able to bag the foods up there as well and take care of like 12 schools up in the Charleston, Torrey Pines area, where there's a problem in the city. So it's really great. And one of the things there that when I walked in their office that day to meet with Pastor Michael, it's there on the wall. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. And that's when I really opened my eyes and realized that that's what it is. It's not about which church does it or who does it. It's about our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who helps us through life, gives us the guidance and the path to be able to walk down and to be able to do what he calls us to do.
When we want to reach our city for good, we have to start with tangible needs. And we're talking with Dale Darkus from the Serving Our Kids Foundation on SOS Radio. And Dale, the truth of the matter is, if we want to reach people, we want to speak to their needs. We want to help and we want to serve. And as Jesus followers, that's our heart. It's generosity. And ultimately, there's about 1.9 million people that don't know the hope of Jesus in this city. And if we can reach some of those tangible needs, we can start some of those conversations for some real kingdom impact.
Well, you know, the most interesting thing is the last church to end the cycle was Neighborhood Church in Henderson. And their motto is to connect people far from God closer to life in Christ. And when you think about that statement and where he brought me from building a community to serve a community to not about religion, but a relationship, to that statement there, it's just fulfilled where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're where we are, we just brought on the past state senator, Honorable Patricia Farley, as the president of our board of director. And I asked her to help me to scale this to the next level, because I'm not a business owner and never have been a business person, but I know where we need to go as a foundation and who we need to serve. And she's done a phenomenal job of bringing people on board that we need. And that's how it's been with me through this whole mission. God brings people into my life that he knows that I need. There were times when on a Thursday night, Marissa and I would stand around the tables and we'd talk about what we needed to leave out of the bags next week, because we didn't have any money in the bank or any food on the shelves. And we get back there the next Thursday night and the food is there. I've said since the beginning, I run this foundation on my faith and trust in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to get us to where we want to go. And I feel grateful that he chose me to lead this mission, because I understand these kids need food, and they improve their grades because they come back to school nourished on a Monday morning. Counselors tell us that on a Friday, attendance is up because these kids love the food bags that they get. Mm-hmm. And anything that we can do to help, to impact, to help these people with the education process in this valley is just amazing to me.
I love the heart of generosity in this city. And we're talking with Dale Darkus from the Serving Our Kids Foundation. We're talking with Dr. Carrie Buck from the Pinecrest Schools Foundation on SOS Radio. Now, Dale, you were just talking about getting fired up to really help kids. Your daughter had a passion because she saw kids that didn't have school supplies and kids that were food insecure and were going home and didn't know where their next meal was going. And she wanted to give her own money to help with that. And now you have started a foundation that gets you fired up about serving kids and meeting basic needs right here in your city.
Well, the need is there, definitely, in this Las Vegas Valley. I mean, there are so many kids that go home and are hungry at night. They're very excited to see those backpacks on Friday. They can't wait to take them home. And you're right, it's increased attendance and just made so many other difference in their lives. And so we're grateful. I think it also helps kids see that somebody cares about them and sees them. Because a lot of times when you're hungry, it's kind of invisible, right? It's not something that you necessarily wear on your face. It's an invisible thing.
We have an 86-year-old volunteer. When we first started the program, we physically handed the bags out to the children at the schools because we wanted the kids to know there was somebody in the community that cared for them. And we feel that we offer these kids maybe a feeling of hope, that there is hope for them, there's somebody there that cares for them. And she delivers to C.T. Sewell Elementary School in Henderson because they still allow her to hand out the bags. And she said to me before the school year started, she said, Dale, I know I'm getting up there, but I love the hugs, the high fives, the smiles, and the thank yous that I get for the kids. And as long as I'm able to do it, I'm going to continue to do it because of the feeling that I get. And that's the paycheck that our volunteers get for giving back to the kids in the valley.
So for those that are listening right now thinking, I would love to be involved, I would love to help pack some of those bags, like, what can I do to plug in with Serving Our Kids?
We have a facility down in Henderson, 121 Industrial Park Road, Suite 110, that has been grateful to us the last 3 years, donated us space and everything to be able to work out of. And every Thursday night at 6 o'clock, we bag up the food for the kids. So we love to get kids involved because it's kids helping kids. I just had a lady ask me, I have a 6-year-old, can I bring him along? I said, absolutely. We now have stools so the kids were able to stand up on to be able to get the food out of the bins and put them into the bags for the kids. So every Thursday night at 6 o'clock, the biggest need we have is Wednesday nights at 4. We prep the food. That means we take it out of the boxes. We dump it into the bins to be able to bag on Thursday night. And that's become a process now as well. Marissa used to do it herself. And when we got as big as we did, it would take her 5-6 hours on a Wednesday just to do the prep work. So now we get 10 to 15 people come out on a Wednesday night, and within an hour, we have it all prepped up, ready to go. And we've had as many as 85 people show up on a Thursday night, which in the facility we're in now, we can accommodate maybe 50 to 60. But it's just amazing the camaraderie in that room. And somebody said to me, it's so amazing the feeling you get when you walk into this room. It's not the feeling in the room, it's the feeling of the people who are volunteering to give back, because they get it and they understand what we're doing and why we do it. We have so many regulars come now on a Thursday night. We had the Coronado lacrosse team came last year, and the night they came, we had 85 people in the facility, and it was just amazing.
We're talking with Dale Darkus from Serving Our Kids on SOS Radio. They feed over 3,500 students every single week in our valley. And it started with $432. I mean, I was out with my son and we were driving around where our radio station is. And we're kind of in the heart of Las Vegas. And there's a lot of homeless in our area. A lot of people standing on the corners holding the signs. And my son, who's 9 years old, says, "Dad, why is that guy holding a sign? Why can't he just get a job? Why can't we just give him some food?" I'm like, "Well, we can give him some food." He's like, "Well, then why don't we?" You know, and so we start talking about it. And he's like, "Well, let's go get him some food. And then, like, let's see what he needs." And it's funny because as adults, we start to go, "Well, so here's the situation. Here's the jobs. Here's all the stuff you have to do. Here's resumes. Here's the plan for dressing up and going and applying." And then you just go, wait a second. To a nine-year-old, none of that matters. It's, hey, there's someone who's hungry. There's someone who doesn't have a job. What do we do to solve that? And that's what I love about having kids, because it just reminds us we overcomplicate everything, don't we?
Back when we first started with our kids and coming to bag, my daughter was 8 years old at the time. And when I found out the average age of a homeless child in Las Vegas was 9 years old,
wow,
that really hit my heart. As parents and as adults, sometimes we're only one paycheck away from being in the situation ourselves. You know, we need to make choices about food in our houses, medicine for our families, care for our families, and we don't think about those things until it's actually reality and right in front of you, and you see it every day. It's just because parents make a mistake, or we make a mistake. We make a mistake in life, and somebody needs to pay for that mistake. And that's as a community and people here seeing the need and finding out what the need is, just to be able to give back and maybe just give one or two items to help out. Because one or two items from 1.9 million in this valley, I mean, you'd be amazed how it adds up and how you're able to provide the food for the kids in the valley. And the need is really great. Our model is obviously changing. We just got a 15-foot truck donated to us now that we're able to serve the schools in the North Las Vegas area where the need is the greatest. I now have 5 schools on a waiting list because we have an all-or-none policy. Once I know that we have the resources or the food available to be able to go into that school, that's when we'll move into that school and be able to pick up the services.
We celebrate the heart of generosity every single Thanksgiving, but when you come from a home that's food insecure, mom or dad are working, the kids are coming home, they don't know where the next meal is coming from, it can be disheartening. And we're talking to Dale Darkus from Serving Our Kids Foundation today on SOS Radio. And Dale, you were discussing just what it takes to move schools and establish a feeding program and help kids after school when the teachers don't have the same influence. These kids go home, they don't know where their next meal is coming from. Serving Our Kids is a foundation that is meeting that in a tangible way every single week, and our students can volunteer.
The biggest need we need right now is for drivers to be able to deliver the food to the schools. We had 32 volunteer drivers delivering to 63 schools last year.
Huh.
As you can see, that's kind of more than one per person.
Yeah.
Now we're able to take that truck. Today it's running our south route, which basically goes down Bonanza from Tonopah all the way to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And next week it'll go our north route, which goes from 5th Street all the way down to Hollywood on Cary Avenue. Now there's schools above North Craig that are on our list waiting for services. Our volunteers are in Henderson. You know, to get a volunteer to drive up above Craig Road, basically to St. George, to deliver food bags, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
So we have more need now to be able to build our infrastructure to be able to get out there to serve this valley, which is huge.
So for anyone who's listening who might want to volunteer right now, is this something where you need a CDL to drive this truck, or is this just anyone with an SUV?
So anybody that has a car that wants bags, the 86-year-old lady I was telling you about, last year she served 4 schools, put 265 bags in a Hyundai Accent. She went out and traded her Accent in for a Santa Fe because she wanted to be able to carry more bags and serve more schools. So it only takes a small vehicle to deliver 20, 25 bags to a school. Or in some cases, last year we had a school downtown that had a need of 260 bags a week in one school. That's a huge need. And to understand where the need is to know the population in this valley and how they move around. In 2016, Alpha Kappa Alpha, which is the largest African-American sorority in the world, did their leadership conference at Bellagio. One of the members did a virtual website for a virtual grocery store. So we went down to Bellagio to see how this worked. And in one day, they raised $14,950 in food for serving our kids through virtual grocery store. So we have a virtual grocery store on our website, which is www.servingourkids.org/shop, which will pull up the grocery store and the food gets delivered to our facility.
We're talking to Carrie Buck from Pinecrest Schools and Dale Darkus from Serving Our Kids Foundation. And Carrie, what's the reality of homeless students in our valley look like today in 2019?
Well, I can remember because I used to be the principal at CT Sewell, and I can remember a little girl coming to me and going, Dr. Buck, can my mom just clean your house? We're going to have to go back to living in our car if she can't pay her rent. And so I remember that being real right in front of me, right? This fourth grader, this nine-year-old that has to live in a reality that we want no child to live in. So it's everywhere. It's in every school. It's more blatant in some than in others, where the perception of that school may be that it's all a wealthy or affluent. But I can almost guarantee that there's, you know, a certain percentage in every single school that is in need. And so definitely there is a need. And it's those children that sit in front of you that are asking, please help, or they're having the counselors are noticing it, or their social workers are noticing it. There definitely is a need, and it's very prevalent here. Our food drive runs November 12th through the 21st, and so all the kids are getting all gearing up for it. Our campuses are gearing up for it at St. Rose Inspirata and Sloan Canyon, and then the Durrell Academy Red Rock. Their National Junior Honor Society will be rallying everybody up. So we're ready, Dale. We're ready to support your organization and feed all these kids that are suffering.
I believe our SOS Radio community can meet every hunger need in our area this Thanksgiving season, but it's going to take your help. We're talking with Dale Darkus from Serving Our Kids Foundation on SOS Radio. And Dale, you're working with the Pinecrest Schools Foundation. You're working with our SOS Radio team, and we're actually going to hold a food drive coming up on Saturday the 23rd outside Sam's Club over in Centennial Hills. We're going to be collecting all kinds of non-perishable foods. A lot of students in our area are food insecure. It means they don't have food when they go home. They may get the free and reduced lunch programs at school, but afterwards, in the evenings and on the weekend, it's just not there. A lot of times, mom and dad are working crazy hours and they're not there. We're collecting things like ravioli and fruit juice and snack cups and crackers, ramen. You're actually going to be able to drop these off at any Pinecrest school or at the Serving Our Kids office. Where exactly are you located, Dale?
121 Industrial Park Road, Suite 110. We're right off the 215 and 95 off of Lake Mead Parkway, just two blocks down from the Fiesta Henderson. So we got a nice location that's pretty well, as far as roads go, able to get to. Yeah, traffic gets bad sometimes, but yeah, we're there. And our phone number is 702-358-1056. You can call us anytime, ask us how you can help or what you can do to volunteer or be involved with the organization. We do food drives at Sam's Club pretty often, so we do need people to come out and help us to collect food and to be able to ask customers for food as well.
And we have one of those coming up.
We do. On November the 2nd, we kick off the month by doing the food drive at Sam's Club at 215 in Rainbow. We ended on Saturday, November 23rd at Centennial Hills, Sam's Club, 8080 West Tropical Parkway, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I understand that Mo and Robert will be there to help us collect food that day. And we invite all your listeners to come out that day and drop off some food for our kids. That's where we make things happen. We're hoping our virtual grocery stores, our next generation of food drives, because obviously as big as we're getting and to try to come up, pull enough volunteers to do all the events that we do. You know, when we first started, we're doing an event a month or an event a week. Now we're doing 5-6 events a day. And it takes a lot of people to run the mission and make sure that we do God's work and give back to the children that God wants us to feed.
It's wild that Serving Our Kids is actually feeding over 3,500 kids a month now. Pinecrest is coming on, Carrie, and your students are getting excited to help other students.
They are getting very excited to help other students and just make sure that all of the kids in the valley are fed. Our students are rallying everyone. They'll be rallying for sure. Yeah, we're very excited.
Would you believe that $432 started the Serving Our Kids Foundation in our city, and now it's feeding over 3,500 kids every single week. We're talking with Dale Darkus from SOK, with Dr. Carrie Buck from Pinecrest Schools. And how cool is that when our students are seeing, hey, we could do something. We could donate some ravioli. We could donate some ramen. We could donate some fruit juice or some non-perishable foods. But $432 was the original amount of money that started this entire foundation that's now helping students help other students, Dr. Buck.
It's so exciting, helping 3,500 students a week. And we're just so excited to be a part of it. So follow us on Facebook at the Pinecrest Foundation. We're going to be promoting our drive at Durrell Red Rock and St. Rose and Sparata and Sloan Canyon. We're so excited. I know the kids are getting excited to help rally everyone to get as many food items as possible to fill your bags, Dale.
I just want to invite people to follow us also on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Serving Our Kids Foundation. On there, you can see all the pictures of all the groups that have ever come out to work with us, how busy and how full it does get at our facility, and how much fun it is to be able to give back. There's videos on there and testimonials of people that come out to support us and help us. And you can just get the feeling that our volunteers get every Thursday night when they come to be able to put the bag. So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well and see all the exciting things that we're doing. Title I tells us there's basically 15,000 kids in the valley in need.
Wow.
4,100 of them are definitely being taken care of by Three Square and their program, and they do wonderful and beautiful work as our food bank here in the community. But we want to take care of the other 28% that's out there, which is about 11,000 kids that still have a need. So to go from 3,500 to 11,000 is huge, huge for us. We found our niche. We found what we do best. God's given me a purpose. God's given me a vision. God's given me guidance to be able to lead us and get us to where we are today. And it's through my faith and trust in our Lord and Savior that we're able to do what we do. And I feel grateful for that. And I just thank this community in this valley for being as giving as they are and being able to help us to move forward, to be able to take care of that need and make sure the kids are taken care of.
I think we could definitely step up towards that 11,000 mark now that we have Pinecrest School stepping on board and others that want to get involved. Servingourkids.org/shop is the virtual store where you can actually purchase items that go right to SOK. You can do that regardless of where you're living, and it goes right to these feeding these students in our schools. Thanks for coming in today, Carrie. Thanks for coming in today, Dale.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Scott and SOS family. We appreciate being here, and we love sharing our mission with the Valley.
We're collecting all the non-perishable foods through November the 21st. Then we're also hosting a day over in the parking lot by Sam's Club in Centennial Hills on November the 23rd. And Robert and Mo and our SOS team are going to be there, along with Dale from Serving Our Kids and a lot of students from Pinecrest. It's going to be amazing.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.